أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran and looking at the ayat that begin with Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Today we will look at Ayah 174 of Surah An-Nisa. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, O human beings, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْحَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Indeed, there has come to you a burhan, a decisive proof, a manifest proof from your Rabb, from your Master. وَأَنزَلْنَا, and we have also sent down, إِلَيْكُمْ, to you, نُورًا مُبِينًا, a clear light, a clarifying light. Now the burhan is something that is so decisive that it's undefeatable. And Mufassireen tell us that this refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the Nuram Mubina refers to the Quran. So here it is talking about the Quran and the Masumeen. And the Quran and the Masumeen are clear evidence of right and wrong. And by extension, these are the two that we use for guidance to success. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayah 15, Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورًا وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has come to you light and a clear book from Allah. So in essence, Nur is that which guides us. You know, when we don't understand something, we even say we must bring it to light. If we're confused, we say our process needs more light. When a sudden idea enters our thoughts, we say it's just as though a light bulb came on. When a human being is perfectly conscious of himself, just as when the Prophet, like the Prophet said, Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu, he who has recognized himself has recognized his Rabb, we say that that person is enlightened. So the idea here is to enlighten ourselves, to understand the way to success through the Prophet, the Masumeen, and the Quran. A practical way of doing this is to stay with those who radiate this light. That's why we're told that just to sit with an alim, just to sit with someone who is God conscious, is so much better than anything else, because a little bit of that energy radiates to us and it inspires us. It sparks us off to be able to do the same. There is so much about light that we need to think about and read about. But let's stop here and know that stay with those who radiate the light of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. And let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us one of those who is able to absorb this light and then radiate it. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.